Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Buddy, this is Dueling Tangents, and from the looks of things, it's a Friday. You're listening
to the feeling of things. It's a Friday.
It's the attitude of things.
Yeah,
it's. The weather's cooperating with us as well. It's like the weather's like it's Friday. I'm done. I'm just gonna stay in the middle of whatever I was doing and just not. I'm gonna leave this project over here. It doesn't matter. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That right there is Luke. Luke is in Madison. In Madison, you're listening to him on 1580 AM. That is WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. And you're also listening to us on the Devil Radio app. You can get that wherever fine apps are hunted down. I am here in Waukesha on 540 AM. That's WAUK, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw for Shaw.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. And we're going to have a great time. Give us a call anytime, 844-967-2789. You can also text on that number. That's 844-967-2789.
Yeah, that's 96-PARTY. 844-96-PARTY.
So speaking of Fridays.
Yeah, it's a Friday afternoon. Call the party line. Give us a call. Send us a text. We'd be happy to hear what you got to say. What's on your mind this Friday afternoon? We're going to dive into a number of Wisconsin headlines here, Brian.
Yeah, there's stuff we have not yet addressed that we've been meaning to address this week, so we're going to get into that a little bit later on in the show. We got some breaking news that happened today. At least a development in a union issue, which is pretty awesome. Where do you want to start, sir? You want to talk about Tony Evers?
Yeah, let's go down to the second chance governor. He's making some more headlines there, continuing to exceed previous set, I believe, records for number of pardons, Brian. So take her away.
Yeah, well, I like to start this thing off with a week ago. I drank around the world in Walt Disney World, right? And I drank around the world a little bit too much. It's one of those things, if you're a professional drinker and then you don't for a couple years and then you try and, it's not like riding a bicycle again, let's just say that. And I did not do a good job of performing well. My point is that I sit and did some things that maybe I am not too excited about. So I owned up to them and I talked to people and they gave me another chance. Maybe a little bit of ability for redemption, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure you grew up Catholic, yes?
Yes.
A big part of Catholicism is redemption. It's forgiveness. It's about
second chances,
a little bit, you know, the whole idea of
redemption.
Of redemption, you know? And for me, if you don't believe in redemption, then what are we doing here anyway? Because none of us have done things perfectly. And if you have, okay.
Tell us how, please.
By whose standard? You know what I mean? Because some might say, oh, they led a perfect life. Some might say they led a boring life. Depends on which perspective you're talking about. Who is it to say who's perfect and who isn't? The point is that if you transgress against other people or against society, you need to have a chance at redemption. And I think that's the angle that a lot of the law and order folks, the people that, you know, beat the book and throw the book at people, they go lock them away and, you know, throw away the key and all that. And they forget that most of the people are getting out another time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people that may have been railroaded that maybe not don't need to do that time. And nobody ever thinks about the outcome of these situations.
No.
What happens to these people after we lock them up? Because most of them get out.
Yeah.
Like, even people who have killed other people still, sometimes 50 years later, if they did it young enough, get out on parole. What do we do with these folks? What happens to them? And you know, there we've been talking about cannabis legalization for a long time. There's a lot of folks who have been locked away for a long time, just cannabis-related nonviolent offenses that maybe we don't need to have them in there because, again, let's not forget.
It's legal in like 35 or more states in some form or another across the nation.
It costs us money to house people and put them in prison.
Yeah.
Right? Can we find a better way? Because also, I don't. Last I checked, the people who work in those prisons, the people who are guards, they're not. They're kind of over. They don't. They are stretched beyond thin, and they're not paid enough.
Right. There are worker shortages in the prison guard workforce, I guess.
Yeah.
Here in the state of Wisconsin, and so the fact that yes, there are not enough guards. Is another huge problem, and there's a lot of reform that could be taking place in a lot of different aspects of the government, Brian.
Yeah.
But one of the things is the Wisconsin governor has the capability to be able to pardon, and that pardon is kind of at the end of this whole process. It allows a individual to be able to get that second chance for. Usually, they go through a process to find to apply for these pardons. They have to explain why they believe they qualify for a pardon. And it is a power granted to the Wisconsin governor that Scott Walker, for 8 years, didn't use at all. He said, no second chances. I'm not going to pardon anyone.
Son of a preacher, man.
Didn't use a single pardon in his 8 years in office. So this is a very stark difference from that, but I got the headline over at wispolitics.com. Mm-hmm. Governor Evers grants 49 pardons and brings total pardons granted to 498.
Yeah.
498 pardons in his first term. The former guy did not issue a single pardon in 8 years.
So now when you're talking about things that, you know, what has Governor Evers done, or what has he you argue about, tangible efforts. What has he done for us? What has he done for this community? What has he done for this? This is something he should really put a spotlight on. You know, there was a debate on the Devils, and I don't want to rehash this whole thing about his ad talking about how he wants to reach across the aisle and work with Republicans. That's what he wants to lead with. I'd lead with, look, I'm doing everything I can, and this is one of the powers I have in my hand, and this is how I'm using it. And one of the things he's doing is pardoning 498 people. He has bullet points here, but I want to read what he a quote from him, and I want to read you at least a couple bullet points as
of
to
what
to
the pardons were,
who these people are.
Yeah.
Here's a quote from Governor Evers: "There is power in redemption and forgiveness, especially for folks who've been working to move beyond their past mistakes to be productive, positive members in their communities. I'm grateful for being able to give a second chance to these individuals who worked hard just to do that." So
that is Governor Tony Evers on the notion that he has granted an additional 49 pardons, bringing his total for his first term just under 500 at 498.
Now, yesterday we did this whole, you know, Karl Marx or the Bible thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And in tongue-in-cheek, it was fun and that type of thing. But this is the kind of thing that echoes the type of things that Jesus talked about without even having to reference the Bible. But my point is, this is the type of thing you should be looking at, everybody. This is a good thing for everyone. I want to read some bullet points. And as I'm reading these bullet points, okay, I want everybody to think about who in their life, if not themselves, might have done this.
Or might have been in these situations.
Might have been in a situation where this may have happened and didn't get charged or didn't get in trouble, and how did they end up? Or maybe someone got, you know, had a friend in the department that looked, you know, used their discretion. Maybe people were stopped in this similar situation and the officer looked the other way, said, you know, look, it's your birthday, let's move on.
And I think it's important to remember that some of these pardons are issued after the fact that some of these people have already served their time. This is to help them be able to move on with their lives as well. This isn't just he's not releasing people with all of these pardons. These pardons are there to be able to make amends, the state of Wisconsin to be able to make amends with something that maybe necessarily shouldn't have still been on a record or things of that nature.
And credit, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't this, like, if they were convicted of a felony and they get pardoned even after they've served their time, doesn't this allow them to vote again?
I would have to do a little homework on that, Brian.
I'm interested in that as well.
Yeah.
But again, here we go. Katrina Allen was 22 when officers found controlled substances at her residence. Now, over 24 years later, Allen resides in Fitchburg and works for a social services organization and the state. Danielle Arrigo was 22 and she's twice sold marijuana to a confidential informant. She now resides in Burlington with her daughter and has earned her associate's degree. Eric Asmus was 20 when he entered his local high school's construction site and stole tools and vandalized the property with a group of friends. About a year later, the group broke into a liquor store to steal beer and concession stand to steal candy. Now, 20 years later, he resides in Fond du Lac with his family. Corin Banks was 24 when he was found in possession of a controlled substance. Now, 27 years later, he resides in Wauwatosa. I'm just going to skip through here. Michael Bartowiak was 24 years old when he disrupted police officers breathalyzing underage drinkers at a concert and then resisted arrest. I love that resisting arrest thing. That's used with discretion as well. He now resides in Madison and works as a carpenter. Deshaun Beck was 23 when he deposited a fraudulent check into his account at a credit union. He now resides in Milwaukee, has obtained his associate and bachelor's degree, and works as an educator at a Catholic school while pursuing his master's degree. Melvin Collins was 18 when she and her several friends robbed a gas station wielding a metal pipe and also twice went joyriding. Nearly three decades later, she now resides in Barron and works as a truck driver. It goes on and on.
This is a full list of
49 people here.
Yes. And so the governor has issued these additional 49 pardons, bringing his grand total to 498 here in his first term. And I think it's important to talk about, Brian, because second chances are important, and this is a power that is only invested with the governor in this state.
Think about this. You know, having stuff on your record, that means you have to carry that around to every employer, and you have to go above and beyond to prove to any employer that you're even trustworthy to even be there in the first place. Whether it's, you know, slinging groceries or, you know, slinging liquor. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio and The Shaw. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. It's Friday.
Also, fun side note. Try and guess the theme of today's music.